Essayist Kate Nelson lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where the last few summers have been dry and the winters mild. She hopes that's at an end.
After the third snowfall since Halloween, I started to think maybe 5 years of drought are over. Maybe this spring daffodils will bloom. Maybe next summer no trees will die. And maybe this winter I owe myself a load of firewood. Something to ward off the kind of chill that's become as distant a memory as a homegrown tomato. So I headed into Albuquerque for a backyard stack worthy of a hibernating Eskimo. On a wide and busy street, freelance forest vendors hawked their logs. The biggest one featured three trucks and a tower of pinyon and juniper. The man and woman running the show hailed the eminence of their wood, but floored me with its cost. $120. The price of pinyon is down, I protested. But the price of gas is up, the woman said. It's killing us. I wheedled. You'll save gas by not having to deliver it all the way to my house. She shrugged and knocked off a whopping $10. Yeah, all right. Deal. She and two little boys climbed onto a truck and began handing the man armloads of split logs, three at a time. As he fit the wood neatly and tightly into my truck bed, the man told me they were from Gallina. That's a mostly Hispanic town in the northern mountains, nearly 2 hours away. It's the kind of place, I've heard some people say, where it's easy to be poor. Your family has land, you raise a few cows, sell a little firewood, score a few months' work at a ski resort. Easy. Until you factor in the human cost of a 5-year drought. Mild winters can cut into firewood sales and empty out ski slopes. In a dry summer, you need to buy hay for the cow. Who knows how many mouths, for how many months, my $110 would feed. As they worked, the woman kept watch on the wide and busy street. Every time a customer stopped at a competitor, she spoke to her partner in Spanish. I didn't know the words, but I could hear the worry. Sunset was coming, and they had so much wood left to sell. When they finished, I handed the man $120 and told him to forget about the $10 discount. It's a good load, I said. I like how you mounded it up high. We'll deliver it to you next time, he said. He gave me a business card, and I put it in my wallet. A cloud of drizzle was pulling off the mountain to our east. For his sake, for all our sakes, I'm hoping I get to give him a call this winter.
Kate Nelson is an editor at the Albuquerque Tribune and a frequent contributor to Weekend Edition.